three matches, no losses for your team. Although there were some battles in that regional tournament. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, you know, overall for the girls, wonderful regional tournament for them. Came out firing on all cylinders from Friday morning. A great match with Kilwauk, just to kind of see what we've been working on the last couple of days at practice and working on our first contacts. And then game two with Craig Saturday morning, they were excited, but they had a nice controlled emotional game on that one, just all their skills wise. And it was fun to see. You could see the emotional roller coaster in the beginning, very, very amped up. A lot of our emotions were kind of high strung and really jittery just because of the moment. And then once they settled down and controlled everything, it was great. And then watching the Craig Rangel match Saturday evening for that other berth to state, that was quite an emotional roller coaster for both of those teams. And then I think even us as coaches and fans of the game, we were just enjoying the game. What a game it was. And to face Rangel in the championship game was possible. I knew Rangel had the opportunity. They've got a lot of athletes on that team. But that was kind of cool for their community to see that there. And the girls came out knowing that they had to finish one more match to solidify exactly what we wanted to do for the region tournament. So, and they did great.
Yeah. Looked like fun for them and for you too to win the region tournament in front of the home crowd, which doesn't happen often here in Petersburg.
No, not very often. You know, with our rotation, once every 6 years do we get to host. So it was pretty special for the girls, pretty special for the coaching staff who's worked quite hard. And just for the girls themselves to do it in front of their crowd, and just to see how many people showed up to the games too, I think it was cool for them, because some of the girls just kind of turned on and goes, "Wow, look how many people we have here!" So it was pretty awesome for them, and just to kind of put volleyball, the sport, a little bit more on the map for them was amazing. So it was kind of fun too. They noticed after the games were done how many of the little ones grabbed the ball and started trying to play. So it was kind of cool.
Very cool. Individual honors, anyone get named all conference or anything?
Yeah, all six seniors got all academic, which was really cool for them. One of the most studious groups I've ever had. They did a phenomenal job of staying on task with all their academics. Not hard to have them doing their study hall when we're on the ferry coming home, or they're doing extra work and staying afterwards. So they did a great job there. And then our all-conference players, Elisa Larson, Tanya Spears, Katie Brock, and Martha Johnson, our Good Sport Award winners, Elisa Larson and Leanne LaPerry.
State tournament coming up. Do you know who you face yet?
Not officially. We're thinking it's going to be Onalaska coming out of their region as the number two, same region as Sioux Valley. Susitna Valley, I think, took the number one out of their conference there. So right now, we know we play 3:15 on Thursday, and so we're excited about that. Don't know a whole lot about some of the teams up there. Still trying to find some film on them, but knowing that if they're getting to the state tournament, they're pretty talented. So we're kind of going in. We've got 6 days to prepare for it and get ready. So.
You guys were runner-ups last year. Is that in the back of your mind?
Or? Yeah, you know, they even went back to the year before that to where we go, well, we finished third back in 2015. We finished second in 2016, and now it's time to finish first in 2017. So if, you know, we're going to go over goals today as kind of our big setup of what do we want to accomplish, and then we know as coaching staff how we want to help them get to where they want to get to. So that's kind of fun for us, just to see where they want to get to. But I know that is in the back of their head, and I know for them they're very excited that Rangel also qualified. It's a very unique relationship. They're so tight, our girls and the Rangel girls on the ferry. Whenever we travel, we're always together. So they're pretty excited about that too, just to have Rangel up there at the same time, because they're so close. They all grew up together, which is interesting too. So.